Attempt number 143.
What's up, guys? Welcome to our studio at our first attempt at doing a vlog for y'all.
Vlog, podcast, blog thingy.
Yeah, it's also going to be a podcast, so if you're just tuning in to that and only have audio, you won't see that we're here in our studio hanging out.
It's also going to be a blog that we've been doing.
Yeah. We're evolving.
It's evolving.
Shaping
itself.
And the reason why we're evolving, if you've been keeping up with us, you've noticed that we've had to cancel the majority of our spring tour.
Yep.
Possibly
more.
Possibly more. Five weeks for sure, but maybe even more than that going on. We've been accepting donations. We started that last week where you can go to RochambeauMusic.com/donate and see all the little tiers of what you get if you donate $1 or $2 or $5.
Yeah, and you guys have really shown out. We've actually recovered all of our first week's losses.
Yeah, so week one of our tour, we got it covered. Done. So we still got a long way to go, though. So hopefully we can keep that up. Y'all are awesome. So speaking of adapting, I'll say we've had to adapt.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of local businesses and state businesses, national businesses adapting, offering things like better delivery options and almost a more personalized experience when you're dealing with businesses.
Yeah, you know, you see some. I think we've all seen it. You know, you see some that are changing, some that are not. But the ones that are adapting, man, they're killing it.
Yeah,
they're offering like delivery service, curbside service. Any of this in the service industry, they're trying to keep it under the same guidelines that the CDC is pushing for us, which makes sense.
Yeah, some people are even just, they're starting online features of their businesses where they'll say, well, we sell coffee and now we'll ship it to you instead of you coming in and having a cup with 10 or more of your friends.
Well, if you're if you're a restaurant and you're in a restaurant and you're like, oh, we can't have anybody in here. Nobody's in here anyway, so we've got to figure out what we're doing. And it's like kind of like what we're doing. We're like, oh, we can't play shows. We can't go out and play shows. But now we have time for some of these other ideas that we've had, but maybe we'll just go ahead and do them.
Yeah.
Like the podcast thing here, vlog
thing. We're going to try to crank this out once a week. Even after quarantine.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think this is just something that, like, we're going to be doing now. I know, like, everyone says there's this new normal.
New normal.
It's supposed to be scary.
I've seen that.
And I don't think it's going to be the new normal where, like, we won't be able to give each other hugs.
No, but I do think, I believe in humanity. I think that maybe with some of this stuff, we'll see change, like good positive change.
Yeah, you see positive change.
You know, that will adapt what the way our lives were, where we were go, go, go. Because, you know, I know for us, we were always touring, just going on the road, road dogging it, man.
Constantly.
Yeah, and when we're at home, we don't have time for any. We still got
time to sleep.
Got time to sleep.
Yeah.
Because you got to stay in the studio. You got to write songs. You've got to book shows. Like, you're working your butt off booking some shows. And you think, you know, we don't have time for a podcast or vlog. And you get in this little, I think everybody, you know, we got in this just turning machine and we just kept working. You know, everybody has their side hustle.
It's a cycle of mayhem.
Yeah, everybody has their side hustle. So it's like, oh man, this is the way it's working. But hopefully we're seeing with this stuff, it can make us
Take a step back. And see what's important. How to tighten things up, how to make things a little bit better, how to make things flow a little bit so that you can actually keep your sanity.
Right. And I'm really proud of all the business. I mean, a lot of local businesses. You told me earlier, what was it? You got a pizza the other day?
We got a pizza and they just brought it right out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They didn't do that before.
Yeah.
How many times have you gone there to have pizza?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been there, you know, quite a few times.
You've regular this place. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say it was kind of cool to see them adapt.
Yeah. See, I was thinking like you didn't go out to the place very often, and then all of a sudden it's like they offered that, and you're like, "Cool, I'm gonna get the curbside stuff."
Well, you know, the funny thing was, it's like it actually is both because like I hadn't been there in a while.
Okay.
But I saw that, I was like, "Oh, like, man, they're moving along with it, and they're trying to help, trying to do their part." I you know, every time you're scrolling through something, they're like, "You need to support each other, support local businesses." Support things you like so that they can stay in business. And I was reminded, I was like, man, I really like that pizza place.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there. And I could. And I was able to. And I didn't violate any CDC guidelines and regulations.
Which yeah. all of you guys should be following. I mean, at least I think so. People are trying to figure it out.
So,
it's tough.
Like, we're talking about adapting and seeing all these cool things. So, what we are going to do this week is we are going to do a live stream unplugged concert for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night.
Friday night.
We'll announce the times on our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And also, if you're on our mailing list, which is the best way to know what's coming up and what we're doing and if we're adding something
new. But you don't have all those weird algorithm things.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anybody's algorithms.
Yeah. You'll know.
Yeah, so
maybe we'll the mailing list.
Yeah, we'll throw a link up there.
Yeah.
And so we got that live thing coming up this week, so look out for it. We also are trying to do some other stuff, too. We're talking about maybe doing, like, some digital concerts where it might not be live streamed, but we're kind of able to take what we do live and package it and kind of fit it into a more online experience. Something
easy to absorb.
Yeah.
But also trying to do a full live show.
Yeah.
Streaming experience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got new songs coming out. We've got this here, this podcast vlog
trifecta. Yeah, machine.
Yeah, we're hoping that this is going to be a once a week thing. We're testing it all out. It's like the audio. This is trying to get the best audio, trying to get some better lighting. This is a new thing for us. So if you guys like how it looks, let us know. If you have any suggestions, let us know. We just hope to try to bring some positivity to you guys, as we're all sitting here and self-isolating and quarantining and
we miss y'all.
We miss you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bad,
like, it's, we gotta stay in touch. You know what I mean? We're not able to play a show for you and give you a high five and ask you how you're doing.
Hear your stories.
Yeah, so like we feel like this is a way to kind of keep that open.
Yeah.
And maybe it will be a way to maintain that even when we get back on the road as well for new people that don't want to come out because they're hermits.
Absolutely. So, that being said, you guys, be sure to follow,
like,
subscribe,
and comment.
That way you'll know what's going on, and we can know what's going on with you guys. So we'll see you guys next week, man. Thanks for being here.
Wash your hands.
Whoop, 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 whoop.